Greetings, everyone, from the Dutch Dome at Howland High School. Welcome to High School Basketball 2013-2014 on WHTC and WHTC.com. Let the magic begin. The drive to the Breslin Center begins tonight for high school basketball teams around the state. Here at the Dome tonight, we have the Howland High Dutch taking on the West Ottawa Panthers in a Class A district opener. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you tonight. The Dutch are hosting this Class A district. These two teams opened the season against each other nearly 3 months ago, with the Dutch winning that ball game by a score of 42-29. The Dutch come in with a record of 4-0 Green Conference Championship, Zeeland West and Holland Christian. West Ottawa having a strong season under first-year coach Steve Windemuller as they finished third in the highly competitive OK Red and ended up 11-8 overall. It should be a very, very exciting contest. The Dutch have had some injury problems the last couple of weeks. They are back at full strength. Tyler Johns and Anders Nordhuis, a couple of their starters who have been out with injuries, are both in uniform tonight. Nordhuis played a little bit last Thursday against Godwin Heights, but Tyler Johns, who has been a starter most of the year, or pretty much up until the last couple of weeks before he suffered a foot injury, he is in uniform as well. He won't start tonight, but he is available for head coach Paul Chapman. Both of these teams with first-year coaches, but veteran coaches in the same realm. Steve Windemuller, before he took the West Ottawa job, was the coach of the Dutch for over a decade and had a very, very good track record, won a couple of conference championships, won a district championship back in 2010 with the Dutch. Paul Chapman, well, not so many years ago, he was the head coach of the Panthers back in the 1990s. But this season has been the most successful season that Coach Chapman has had in his varsity coaching career. And a big reason for the Dutch's success has been the play of senior point guard Dante Hawkins. Hawkins is averaging about 22 points a ball game. Last Thursday against Godwin Heights, he put the Dutch on his back and almost took them to an upset win against the number one ranked Godwin Heights Wolverines, as he finished with 37 points and had the Dutch right in the ball game until the last 2 or 3 minutes of ball game before the Wolverines finally pulled away and completed a perfect 20-0 season. The captains from the two teams meeting at center court right now, Dante Hawkins, Tyler Johns from the Dutch, and for the Panthers, looking to see who their captains are. Looks like P.J. Trammell along with Jared McNitt. So, and everybody knows each other. The players hug, and they'll take the action in just a few minutes here. When we come back, we'll go over the full Class A district for you, as well as preview tonight's ball game. Here on the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show, first let's take a 60-second timeout. You are listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Holland High School as we get you set for this Class A district opener between the Holland Dutch and the West Ottawa Panthers. Greg Chandler with you, and as we said earlier, Holland defeated West Ottawa in the first meeting between these teams back on December 10th. It was the opener between these two teams for the 2013-14 season. It was a very low-scoring defensive struggle. The Dutch won it 42-29. It was 14-7 Holland after one quarter. The Panthers put together a strong second quarter as they were sparked by the play off the bench of point guard Tony Sock. And the Panthers outscored the Dutch 13-5 in that second quarter and actually had the lead at halftime by a score of 20-19. But in the third quarter, the Dutch regained the momentum, and Dante Hawkins kind of took control for the Dutch. And Holland also put the clamps on West Ottawa's offense, as the Panthers were only able to score 5 points or 4 points in the third quarter and 5 points in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, the Dutch scored a dozen points in the third period and 11 in the fourth to come away with the victory. Hawkins led the way for the Dutch with 17 points. Tyler Johns added 12, and Kyle Bartholomew, the 6'10" junior center, was a force on the defensive end as he blocked 5 shots and altered countless other shots. And that's been one of the strengths for the Dutch this year. They've been getting exceptional play from their guards. Of course, Dante Hawkins, and more recently, the freshman call-up, Demetrius Lake, who has just been a spark for the Dutch during the second half of the season. But they also have that big presence of Bartholomew in the paint area, who makes it very difficult for opposing teams trying to work the ball inside. When the Dutch will play man-to-man most of the time, but they will go zone occasionally, and when they do that, they'll stick Bartholomew right in the middle of that zone, and it makes it very difficult for an opposing team to attack the basket. For West Ottawa, the Panthers are 11-8 on the course of the season, and this has been a team that we weren't sure about at the beginning of the year how strong they were going to be, but they have found some guys that have been able to put the ball in the basket, and most notably P.J. Tremel. P.J. missed the first few ball games this season for the Panthers, but he has been the spark for West Ottawa during the second half of the season. He is averaging about 13 points a ball game. He is going to probably be matched up tonight against Dante Hawkins, and quite honestly, I'm looking forward to this matchup because Hawkins is about 5'10" and very, very quick. P.J. Tremel is about 5'8" and equally as quick. And it'll be interesting to see who gets the better of that matchup. We didn't see Tremel in that first ball game, so we didn't get to see him go one-on-one against Hawkins. But that should be a very, very good matchup. Another guy to watch, a guy who's played well off the bench for the Panthers of late, has been Stanley Brown. Stanley is a senior, about 6'5". He has been averaging about 10 points a ball game off the bench. And again, he didn't play a lot in the first half of the season, but Coach Windemuller has played him a lot more in the second half, and he has responded very, very well. Otherwise, you got a whole collection of guys that are capable of contributing 6, 7, 8 points a ball game, hustling, grabbing rebounds. Houston Bedford is along the front line for the Panthers, and he's an undersized forward at 6'2", but he scraps and battles and does not back down from anyone. It would not surprise me tonight if he is matched up against Kyle Bartholomew. They might try to front Bartholomew to try to deny him the basketball, but the Panthers, size-wise, other than Stanley Brown, really don't have anybody to match up with Bartholomew on the inside. Yeah, the McNitt brothers as well, Caleb and Jarrett McNitt. Both of those guys are capable three-point shooters, and they also can mix it up underneath. Of course, this is the first game of the district tournament for these two teams. There's two other first-round games in the Holland District tonight. Now, they changed the MHSA a few years ago, changed the format for these district tournaments, where they now have the first-round game on the campus sites before moving on to the district semifinals at the host location later on in the week. Tonight over at Jenison, the Jenison Wildcats, who probably are the favorite in this district, will be taking on the Chicks of Zeeland East. Our Gary Stevens is over at Jenison for the call of that game. That game airing on our sister station, 92.7 The Man. Now, the winner of tonight's game between Holland and West Ottawa will play the Zeeland East Jenison winner in the second half of Wednesday's doubleheader here at the Dome. In the other half of the bracket, tonight, it is Granville hosting Wyoming. Wyoming is 13-6 on the year, and the Bulldogs of Granville have had a tough season. They have just 2 victories to their credit this year. The winner of the Granville-Wyoming game will play Hudsonville on Wednesday here at the Dome. The Hudsonville-Granville-Wyoming game will get underway at 6, and then at 8 o'clock, we'll have the game featuring either Holland and West Ottawa or Zeeland East and Jenison. And we will have that second game for you right here on WHTC. Gary Stevens will be here for the call of that game, as I will switch over to the Civic Center for the coverage of the Class B district that Holland Christian is hosting. The Dutch warming up right now. Aiden McAuliffe shooting 3-pointers right now. Lots of other district action going on tonight. And we'll get to those other district matchups in just a little bit. But first, let's take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com and the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show. The Dutch getting ready to take on the Panthers tonight in the Class A district opener here at the Dome. Now, take a look at some other district action going on tonight. In the Class B district at the Civic Center, the Holland Christian Maroons have a home date as they take on the Hawkeyes of Hamilton High School. The Maroons shared the OK Green title this year with the Dutch as well as the Zealand West Ducks. All three teams ended up 7-3 in conference play. The Maroons had an opportunity for a co-championship or an outright title last week, but lost a home game to Unity Christian. That opened the door for Zealand West to potentially win the championship outright, and then they too got beat by Byron Center in their final conference game, and that allowed Holland to grab a share of the championship. In Class C, Saugatuck played a 5:30 game tonight against Muskegon Heights. We do not have a score on that particular contest. We'll try and get one for you before we go off the air. At 7 o'clock, Fenville plays North Muskegon in that district. I believe North Muskegon is hosting that district tournament. In Class D, well, here's an odd one for you. Holland Christian is hosting a district at the Civic Center tonight. And then Holland Christian is also hosting another district at Holland Christian, although technically the host school is Holland Calvary. And the Crusaders are playing the second game of a doubleheader tonight. The first game has the traditional Class D power Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian taking on Byron Center Zion Christian. That was a 6 o'clock start. No score to report on that particular contest. And then Holland Calvary will play Hudsonville Freedom Christian coming up at 7:30. So that gives you a full roundup of what is happening in the high school basketball tournament. Of course, Wednesday night will be district semifinals, and then Friday night will be the district championships in all of the local districts with tip-off time at 7 o'clock. Fans streaming in here at the Dome. We should have a very good crowd on hand for this game between these two traditional rivals. It's been a while since the Panthers have beaten the Dutch. But the Panthers, I think, have a little momentum going. They've been playing well in the second half of the season. They got a big win against Grand Rapids Catholic Central on Thursday. The booing you're hearing right now is the, and now the cheering. Well, West Ottawa was doing the dive drill, and then Holland just did their version of the dive drill. Steve Windemuller instituted the dive drill. Actually, it probably goes further back to that. It probably goes back to the days when Mark Worley was coaching the Dutch. And then when Steve Windemuller went over to coach at West Ottawa, he took the dive drill with him. And when West Ottawa did the dive, the Holland student section booed. And then when the Dutch did their dive, they cheered. So it's all good-natured fun, a great crosstown rivalry. And we're getting close to tip-off time. Holland and West Ottawa, we're going to take one final break. And when we come back, we will have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of tonight's ball game. Let's take a 90-second break, Lindsay Michaels. You are listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Dutch Dome. We're just about ready to tip off this Class A district opener. Time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First for the visiting West Ottawa Panthers, 11-8 on the season, coached by Steve Windemuller, assisted by Jim Ottoman. Starting at one forward will be Jared Magnette, a 6-foot senior. He'll be joined up front by Caleb Magnette, a 6'2" junior. And Houston Bedford, a 6'2" junior. At the guards will be P.J. Trammell, the 5'9" senior, and John L. Williams, a 5'8" junior. Trammell, the leading scorer for the Panthers, averaging about 12 points a contest. For the Holland Dutch, coached by Paul Chapman, assisted by John Crampton, Corey Walters, and Eric Rosema. Starting at one forward is Trent Ramos, a 6'1" senior. He'll be joined up front by Aiden McAuliffe, a 6'3" senior. McAuliffe, a very good three-point shooter, averaging about 10 points a ball game. In the middle, Kyle Bartholomew, the 6'10" junior. He had five block shots the last time these two teams played. At one guard for the Dutch, the freshman, Demetrius Lake, a 5'11" freshman. He has been averaging about 10 points a ball game since being called up from the junior varsity midway through the season. And finally, the senior, Dante Hawkins, a 5'10" senior, averaging 22 a ball game. He went for 37 last Thursday against Godwin Heights. He had 17 in the opener against West Ottawa back on December 10th. The Dutch are in the home white uniforms with red numerals and black trim. The Panthers in the road black uniforms with white numerals and silver trim. I'd like to tell you the broadcast of this game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communication. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. The two teams out at center court, Dante Hawkins and Janelle Williams embrace. Everybody knows each other in this rivalry. They played each other once already this year. The Dutch won it. But this one is for a chance to move on in the district tournament. Kyle Bartholomew will jump against Caleb McNitt. Bartholomew with a 10-inch height advantage. Ball in the air. Panthers control the tap. And they'll work right to left across your radio dial. P.J. Trammell has it, and he is matched up against Dante Hawkins. Trammell at the top of the circle. Over to Caleb McNitt. Jared McNitt has it now. He'll try and penetrate, drives the lane, kicks it out on the wing. Williams will try a three right side, no good. Rebound long, rebound tapped out, it's loose. And here come the Dutch the other way, Demetrius Lake with it. Lake pushes it up, stops his dribble between the circles over to McAuliffe. Aiden will try a three, left side, no good off the back of the iron. Rebound comes out to Williams for the Panthers. West Ottawa 3-on-2, bounce pass left side, Trammell. P.J. Trammell will back it out. Trammell. On the left side, Hawkins matched up with him. Dutch and a man for man to open. With it right side is Jared McNitt for three, no good. Bartholomew with the rebound for the Dutch. So back we go the other way, still looking for our first points of the contest. Hawkins tries to penetrate, drives left side, scoop underneath, puts it up, missed it, and the rebound to Caleb McNitt for the Panthers. Back comes West Ottawa. Here's Trammell. Trammell left side, and the pass goes right through the hands of Jared McNitt. And Jared had ideas of shooting the three because he was open, but he forgot to hang on to the basketball. And Dante Hawkins appears to have taken a shot across the face. And he's checking himself out. I think he's going to stay in the ball game. I didn't see what happened to him, but it looks like he took a shot across the bridge of his nose. Hawkins has it for the Dutch. Over to McAuliffe, right side. Aiden puts it on the floor toward the top. Now to Lake. Demetrius penetrates, drives to the hole, puts up an 8-footer. It's good. The freshman, Demetrius Lake, puts the Dutch on the board. 2-0. Here's Trammell with it for West Ottawa. Gives it up to Williams. Williams dribbling left to right around the perimeter. Now drives right in the lane. Contact with Bartholomew. No whistle. Ball's loose. And here comes Lake the other way for the Dutch. And Lake loses the ball out of bounds. It was knocked out of bounds by P.J. Trammell. Well, Williams tried to take the ball right at Bartholomew. Drew contact. And Bartholomew just stood there. There was no whistle on the play. And the ball just came loose. Bartholomew gets the feed right high post. Over to Hawkins, left side. Now top of the circle is Lake. Demetrius for a three, no good. Bedford has the rebound for the Panthers. We've played 2 minutes so far, 2-0, the Dutch with the lead. P.J. Trammell comes front court for West Ottawa, gets a screen from Caleb McNitt. Caleb drives baseline, puts it up over Bartholomew, no good. And Bartholomew with the rebound. Here comes Hawkins the other way. Hawkins puts a move on Trammell, drives left side, puts the shot off the window, in and out, no good. Bedford clears for West Ottawa. Back comes Trammell. Trammell has it for the Panthers. Over left side to Jared McNitt. Jared just holds the basketball against McAuliffe. Bedford comes to set a screen. Jared McNitt with a 17-footer. McAuliffe got a piece of it, and Ramos has the rebound. Right now, the Dutch pitching a shutout. Hawkins comes front court, has the ball knocked away from behind, and P.J. Trammell's going to get called for a foul. Trammell backed the ball away from behind, and the trail official said he got a piece of Hawkins' wrist. And Steve Windemo are not happy about the call. So the Dutch will get the possession. 2-0 Holland, 5:23 to go first quarter. McAuliffe to inbound it. Gets it into Lake. Demetrius will try a three. Right side, off the back of the iron. Bartholomew already his third rebound. Now McAuliffe puts it on the floor. Over to Bartholomew. Now to Hawkins. Hawkins left side. He'll put up a three. No good out the back. Ramos with the offensive board, and the Dutch will reset. Right now, Holland owning the boards. Here's Bartholomew on the baseline. Pass goes through the hands of Ramos, and back comes Caleb Magnet for the Panthers. Magnet will slow down and wait for help. Gives it off to his brother, Jared. Now Williams drives to the basket. And Williams ran into Bartholomew, and this time the big guy's going to get a foul called on him. So Kyle picks up the first foul for the Dutch. John L. Williams, a 5'8" junior, but a well-built 5'8". He goes about 180 pounds. He's at the line to shoot two. First free throw, in and out, no good. One more for Williams. Still trying to get the Panthers on the board here with 4:53 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw on the way, and he got that. 2-1 Holland. And Dante Hawkins will bring it up for the Dutch. Hawkins over to McAuliffe in the front court. McAuliffe to Ramos between the rings. Now to Lake left side. Trammell's matched up on Lake right now. Here's Hawkins driving on Williams. And Hawkins' pass goes over the head of Lake, but it was tipped out of bounds by Trammell into the Holland student section. The Dutch will maintain the possession. Inbounds pass comes to Bartholomew. Back to Lake, left corner. He'll put up a three. Yes! Demetrius Lake with a three from the corner. And he has all five Holland points, 5-1 the Dutch. 4:25 to play first quarter. Trammell with it in the front court for the Panthers. Gives it up to Williams. Williams puts it on the floor. Gets a screen from Bedford. Williams pull-up jumper from 15. In and out, no good. Bartholomew with the rebound. Already his fourth board of the contest. Here come the Dutch. McAuliffe ahead to Lake. Lake picked up by Trammell in the front court. Back to McAuliffe, who leave it for Hawkins. Hawkins being guarded closely by Williams. Hawkins penetrates, dishes off, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Dutch basketball. And Stanley Brown, who has played very well off the bench for the Panthers in the second half of the season in the ball game, he is a 6'5" senior. He is the tallest of the Panthers. And Tyler Johns, who has been out the last 2 weeks with a foot injury, is in for the first time for the Dutch. As Bartholomew will sit. Inbounds comes to McAuliffe. Aiden puts it on the baseline. Drives to the hole. Contact with Brown. No whistle. Misses the shot. And Williams has the rebound. Passes it ahead to Trammell. PJ into the front court. Trammell will pull up for a three. No good off the back. And the rebound, Tyler Johns. Johns gives it up to Hawkins. 3:40 to go. First quarter. 5-1. The Dutch lead it. Hawkins over to Lake. Demetrius, three ball. Left side. No good off the front. Rebound, Jared Magnet. And Jared will dribble it up himself. Long pass ahead to Trammell. P.J. drives along the baseline, puts it up strong, no good, and McAuliffe has the board. Ahead to Hawkins. Hawkins loses the basketball to Caleb Magnet. Here's Brown driving toward the basket. Shot altered by McAuliffe, no good, and Hawkins has the rebound. Here come the Dutch. And the Dutch had a break momentarily. Hawkins lost the basketball, had to go back to retrieve it. Hawkins dribbling between his legs, and we get a whistle. And we're going to get a kick ball on John L. Williams, who came awfully close to taking it away from Hawkins. Anders Nordhuis, a 6-foot junior, the defensive specialist, in for the Dutch. Hawkins will inbound. Lake will sit as Nordhuis comes in the ball game. Inbounds comes to Nordhuis. Anders on the dribble between the circles. Looks for someone to pop open. Hawkins has it now, right side, and Williams reached up and got Hawkins across the bridge of the nose. Here's Johns for three, left side, and he got it. Tyler Johns, a triple from the left side, the 6'3 senior. He's a very dangerous three-point shooter. 8-1 Holland, 2:40 to go first quarter. Here's Trammell with it against Hawkins. Now double by Ramos. Trammell gives it up to Brown. Brown outside. Over to Williams. Back to Brown. Now Jared McNitt with it. Jared bounce pass down low to Brown. Loses the basketball and McAuliffe took it away. Here comes Hawkins for the Dutch. And Hawkins is bumped by Williams and he's fouled. Williams picks up his first. Three team fouls on the Panthers, just one on the Dutch. And Tony Sock, who was West Ottawa's high scorer in the first meeting between these two teams, with 6 points, is in the contest. Tony is a 5'8" junior. And Brian Knowles, a 5'11" junior, in for the first time for the Panthers, for Williams. Inbounds comes to Nordheis. Sock picks him up at half court. Nordheis on the dribble. Drives. Pull-up jumper from 12. No good. And the rebound, Kayla McNett. Ahead to Sock. Sock very quick. Sock picked up by Hawkins in the front court. Gets a screen from Brown. Sock over to Kayla McNett. Now Knowles with it on the left side. He can shoot the three. Brown has it. Over to Sock, right side. Sock back outside to Kayla McNett. Now to Jared McNett. Jared on the dribble. Back outside to Stanley Brown. Brian Knowles has it right side on Nordheis. And Nordheis reaches in, knocks away. Knowles gets it back, gets rid of it to Brown. And Trent Ramos is going to get caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He fouled Stanley Brown way outside on the right. That's Trent's first. Second team foul on the Dutch. 1:39 to go in the first quarter. The Panthers still looking for their first field goal. They trail 8-1. And Aiden McAuliffe just went down as he was guarding Jared McNett, and the ball knocked out of bounds. And I don't know if Aiden may have twisted an ankle or what happened, but he's going to come out of the ball game. And Demetrius Lake, quickly up off the bench, will come in. So the Panthers will have it in the front court. Ben Smith, a 6'1 senior, gets ready to check in. Long inbound, chased down by Jared McNett in the backcourt. Nordheis picks him up. Jared on the dribble. Caleb comes to set a screen for his brother. Jared McNett into the corner. Knowles back outside to Tony Sock. Sock over to Brown. Stanley will try a three left side. No good off the back. Rebound, Caleb McNett. He's stripped by Hawkins, but they're going to call Dante for a foul. And the Dutch fans not happy. That's Hawkins first. Caleb McNett will shoot two for the Panthers with 1:12 to play in this first quarter. First free throw, no good. Panthers 1-3 from the line early. Ben Smith in for Jared McNett for the Panthers. Smith played some quality minutes against Holland Christian last week in a game that we had on WHDC. Second free throw for McNett is good. 8-2 Holland. 1:11 to play, first quarter. Hawkins brings it up for the Dutch. Ramos comes to set a screen for Dante. Hawkins over to Nordheis on the left side. Now over to Tyler Johns. Tyler fakes the readout, penetrates, drives to the hole, puts it up, missed everything. Rebound Smith. Smith loses the basketball, though, but gets it back. He had it nearly taken away by Hawkins. Here comes Tony Sock the other way. Sock with Lake trailing, and Sock runs into a Dutch defender. Oh, they're going to call a block. Anders Nordheis is going to be whistled for a block, and boy, I don't know. The Dutch fans thought it was a charge. I thought Nordheis was set, but the official thought Anders was moving his feet. So Nordheis picks up his first. Aiden McAuliffe is back in for the Dutch after being shaken up momentarily with momentarily twisting his ankle. Sock at the line will shoot two. Panthers still don't have a field goal in this quarter. First free throw for Tony is good. Sock has sprinter speed. Had a electrifying touchdown catch in a football game last fall, and he's an outstanding sprinter for the West Ottawa track team as well. Sock missed the second. Ramos with the rebound. 8-3 Holland. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Hawkins will bring it up. Dutch will probably play for one. They go to a 1-4 set, and Hawkins just plays with the basketball just past half court. Knowles is on Dante. Hawkins puts it on the floor, and Knowles bumped him. He's going to get a foul called on him. So that's the first one on Bryan. His 13th foul on the Panthers. 26.7 seconds to go in the first quarter. Johns inbounds it to Hawkins. And we'll try it again. The Dutch will go back to that 1-4 set. Hawkins on the dribble against Sock. Sock guarding his left. Hawkins is predominantly a left-handed player. Down to 10. Hawkins puts a move on, shovels it underneath to Ramos, and Tripp puts it in from 5 feet away. Nice shovel feed by Hawkins. Down to 3 seconds, down to two. Caleb Mignette will put up a three at the buzzer. No good. And the Holland Dutch hold West Ottawa without a field goal in the first quarter. The only points the Panthers can score are three free throws. The Dutch lead it by a score of 10-3. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Second period action underway here at the Dome. The Dutch lead at 10-3 and have the basketball. Here's Hawkins driving the lane off the window when he has his first bucket of the ball game. 12-3 Holland. Again, the Dutch shutting out the Panthers from field goal range in the first quarter. The Panthers' only points have come from the free throw line. P.J. Trammell has it against Dante Hawkins. Stanley Brown comes to set a screen for him. Pass in the corner now to John L. Williams. Down low to Brown, and the pass goes through Brown's hands, but it was tipped out of bounds by Tyler Johns. Panthers will keep it. Baseline left. Inbounds pass underneath to Caleb Mignette, and rather Jared Mignette, and Jared puts it up and in. So the Panthers get their first field goal of the game with 7:20 to go in the first half. 12-5 Holland. Here's Johns for a three right side. No good. And the rebounder to Mel. Long pass in the front court to Williams. Panthers driving toward the basket. Here's Williams up and under. Puts it up and in. So the Panthers get a quick couple of quick buckets in the first 59 seconds of the period. And they cut the Holland lead to 12-7. McAuliffe has the front court for the Dutch. Puts a move on Jared Mignette. Cut off at the free throw line. Loses the basketball. McAuliffe gets it back, though, over to Lake on the left side. Lake on the dribble, over to Johns between the circles, down to Hawkins. Dante puts it on the floor, drives right side to the basket, puts it up, it'll count, and he drew the foul! Dante Hawkins, the Panther defenders are trying to take away Hawkins' left, but Hawkins can use his right hand pretty well as well. He drove to the basket, put it in, and was knocked to the deck. Foul on Ben Smith. Hawkins with a three-point play opportunity. Hawkins fires, missed it. Normally a very good foul shooter. 14-7, Holland with the lead. Williams double-teamed near half court, gets rid of it to Trammell. P.J. in the front court, drives away, puts it up off the window, and it's good. So the Panthers starting to find some holes in the Dutch defense. 14-9, Holland. 6:20 remaining in the half. Hawkins comes front court, gets a screen from Ramos. Hawkins, pull-up jumper from 15. No good off the bat. Ramos tips it, but it's controlled by Trammell, but it's taken away by Johns. And Johns thought about a three, decided not to, got rid of it to Hawkins. Now over to Lake to McAuliffe. McAuliffe on the left side on the dribble, back outside to Tyler Johns between the rings. Johns will drive toward the baseline, working on Brown. Kicks it out in the corner to McAuliffe. Aiden, three ball, left side, yes! Aiden McAuliffe with the triple. His first basket of the ball game. 17-9, the Dutch. And we get a quick whistle. Nordheis will come in for late for Holland. So the two teams starting to warm up offensively. Holland will press here. And then they'll pull back the press as Trammell gets the inbounds. P.J. Trammell walks it into the front court. Trammell gets a screen from Brown. Trammell over to Brown, right side. Brown works on Tyler Johns. Brown double, has the ball knocked away by Ramos. It's loose, still loose, and the ball is picked up by Ben Smith. Now Trammell for three, no good. Rebound, Jared Mignette back outside to Trammell, and the Panthers will reset. Howell looks like they're in a matchup zone right now. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone. Trammell out just past half court, right in front of the big red H. Panthers come to set a double screen for P.J. Jared McNett has it baseline. Down low to Brown. Brown has the ball knocked away by Johns. Taken away by Ramos. Hawkins ahead to Nordyce. And Nordyce couldn't handle the pass, but he tracks it down. Nordyce will leave it for Johns in the corner. Tyler will drive. Kicks it out to Ramos. Down to McAuliffe. McAuliffe will drive to the hole. Splitting the day. Putting it up. No good. Offensive foul, McAuliffe. And Jared Bidick gets up clapping his hands. He was the one who took the charge. That's McCullough's first. 5 team fouls on the Dutch. Houston Bedford returns for the Panthers, along with Caleb McNett. Mason Rosado checks in for the first time for the Dutch, a 5'9" senior. As they try to get a little more quickness into the ball game. Actually, right now, both Hawkins and Lake are both out of the ball game for Holland. Kyle Bartholomew has returned as well for the Dutch. Inbounds pass comes to P.J. Trammell. Rosado picks him up. And Trammell waves everybody away. He'll bring it up himself. Trammell lost the basketball, gets it back. Trammell will drive toward the baseline, forces up a shot over Bartholomew, and it got lodged on the side of the rim. And when the ball gets lodged like that, it's the same as a held ball situation. Possession arrow favors West Ottawa. Not often you see that. And Lake will come in for McAuliffe for the Dutch. Williams will inbound, baseline left for the Panthers. Gets it into Jared McNett in the corner. Jared on the dribble on the right side. His brother Caleb comes to set a screen. Jared, and we get a whistle, and Jared got called for carrying the basketball, looks like. So, and the sixth man, the Holland student section, chant fundamentals. The Dutch get it. 4:25 to go, first quarter, or first half, rather. They lead 17-9. Lake with it, front court. Williams tries to take it away, nearly does so, but he knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay Dutch basketball. Dante Hawkins back in for Mason Rosado for Holland. Nordyce inbounds it to Hawkins. Hawkins picked up by Trammell just past half court, and Dante will dribble the basketball. Ramos comes to set a screen for Dante. Now Bartholomew sets a screen for Hawkins. Hawkins over to Bartholomew. Bartholomew rolls to the basket. And Bartholomew has the ball stripped away by Bedford. It's loose. Bartholomew gets it back. No, puts it up and in. That ball bounced around like a pinball. About 5 different sets of hands had a shot at it. And finally ended up back in Bartholomew's hands and he put it in. 19-9 the Dutch. 3:45 to go in the half. Here's Williams in the lane. Over to Houston Bedford. Now to Jared McNett way outside on the left. And Jared just holds the basketball. Jared comes to the free throw line, puts up a 15-footer off the back of the iron. No. Hawkins with the rebound, and we got a whistle, and we're going to get a Panther foul. I think this will go on Trammell. That's Bedford on the personal. I stand corrected. 3:33 to go, first half. Dutch by 10, 19-9. Hawkins comes front court. Dutch going left to right across your radio dial. Hawkins gets a screen from Bartholomew at the right high post. Hawkins, pull-up jumper from 12. No good off the front. Williams has the rebound for West Ottawa. Here come the Panthers. Williams pushing it. He's got Hawkins coming back. Now over to Trammell. Trammell puts it on the floor. Trammell is bumped, and I think Hawkins is going to get another foul. That would be a second. That's team foul number 6 on Holland, 5 team fouls on West Ottawa. Tyler Johns and Aiden McAuliffe return for the Dutch. And Hawkins does sit down with his 2 personal fouls. Paul Chapman does not want his starting point guard picking up number 3 here. Long inbounds comes to Jared McNett for the Panthers. Jared gets a screen from Houston Bedford. We'll leave it outside for P.J. Trammell. Trammell out near the big red H. Now Bedford sets the screen for Trammell. Trammell trying to shake. Nordyce can't do it. Now Williams with it, and Williams turns it over. Here comes McAuliffe. Ahead to Nordyce. Nordyce pulls up on the right side over to Johns. Tyler, 3 ball, right side, in and out, and back in. Tyler Johnson's second triple of the ball game. And for the Dutch, it's their third, or their fourth, rather, and Steve Windemuller wants time. 2:33 to go in the first half. It'll be a 30. We'll keep it right here. It is Holland 22, West Ottawa 9. The Dutch are on an 8-0 run. Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Well, the Panthers started to find some holes in the Holland defense early in the second quarter, but they have now gone about 4 minutes without scoring, and the Dutch have scored eight straight to open up this 13-point lead. Starting to resemble the second half of the last meeting between these two. P.J. Trammell gets the inbounds pass. 2:30 to play in the first half. Trammell into the front court for West Ottawa. As Nordyce picks him up, Trammell to the left side will drive to the basket, puts it up and in. Houston Bedford set a screen for PJ, and PJ took it to the hole and put it in. That's the second basket. Nordyce brings it up for Holland, and Nordyce in trouble near half court. And we're going to get a Holland timeout here as he was pinned by PJ Trammell just past half court, and he was between a rock and a hard place. This is going to be a 30-second timeout. 2:06 to play first half. It is Holland 22, West Ottawa 11. Again, the winner of this ball game will play the winner of the Zealand East Jenison game on Wednesday here at the Dome with the tip-off time at 8 o'clock. And we'll have that game for you here on WHTC and WHTC.com beginning at 7:40. Gary Stevens will be here for the call of that contest, trying to get you an update on that Zealand East Jenison game, that game going on at Jenison as we speak. Right now for the Dutch, it is Lake, McAuliffe, Nordhuis, Johns, and Bartholomew. Dante Hawkins on the bench with two fouls. For West Ottawa, it's Caleb and Jared McNitt, Houston Bedford, Jonnell Williams, and P.J. Trammell. McAuliffe has it in the front court, and they're trying to get the ball to Lake, and Williams trying to deny him the basketball, but Lake does get the handoff from Aiden. Lake on the dribble on the right side, gets a screen from Bartholomew. Lake over to Bartholomew. Bartholomew in the lane, puts it up, no good. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul. And Caleb McNitt thought he had a charge, but they called him for the block. So that's Caleb's first. 16 fouls on the Panthers, and Bartholomew will shoot two for the Dutch. Bartholomew, the junior, 6'10". First free throw for Kyle. No good. He's got a pretty good shooting touch for a big guy. Shoots very well from the line. One more free throw for Kyle. Bartholomew's second. Missed it off the front. And a collision between two Panthers going for the basketball. And finally the Panthers corral it. Here's Williams bringing it up. 1:40 to play in the half. Williams picked up by Lake. Williams, way over on the right side is P.J. Trammell. Bedford sets a screen for P.J. Trammell will drive, puts up a 12-footer, no good. Rebound, Jared McNitt. Shot blocked by Bartholomew, and Lake has the rebound. Lake over to Tyler Johns. Johns, right side, three ball, no good. And the weak side rebound to Trammell. Back comes West Ottawa. We tick down toward a minute to play in the half. Trammell with it. Trammell will drive on Bartholomew, goes underneath, kicks it over to Jared McNitt. Now back to Trammell. Trammell left of the lane, on the dribble, comes back outside, over to Jonnell Williams. Williams works on Lake, ball tipped away by McAuliffe. In the corner now, Jared McNitt. He'll drive on the baseline. And Bartholomew blocked his pass, and Jared tried to pass, and Nordyce intercepted. And Nordyce is bumped by Williams, and we get a whistle. As both of them went down, Williams is going to have his second foul, and that's going to put West Ottawa over the limit with its seventh team foul. So Anders Nordyce will have a 1-1 opportunity. Trent Ramos will come in for Tyler Johns. Mason Rosado will come in for Aiden McCullough for the Dutch with 45 seconds remaining. And Stanley Brown checks in for West Ottawa, replacing John L. Williams. So Nordheis with a 1-1 upcoming here. Anders averages about 5 points a ball game. No more for his defense. First free throw for Anders. Well, apparently the ATM was open for Nordheis because he banked in that free throw right off the square. And Nordheis has got a sly little grin on his face. I don't think he planned it that way. One more for Anders. That one's no good, and the rebound to Bedford. 23-11, the Dutch, 40 seconds to go in the half. Trammell walks it slowly up. Rosado picks him up just past half court. Over to Bedford. Bedford over to Jared McNett. Jared looks for a cutter. Can't find anybody. Now Bedford with it. 25 seconds left. Here's Jared McNett on the dribble. Now stops his dribble. Bounce pass underneath to Brown. Brown loses Nordheis, and Brown's pass intended for Caleb McNett is tipped out of bounds by Ramos. It'll stay Panther basketball. 19.2 seconds left in the half. West Ottawa will inbound it, and Elroy Payne will check in for Kyle Bartholomew, and good to see Elroy back. He was shaken up. He was injured in the last ball game against Godwin Heights, but he is back. Bedford has it over to Jared McNett, down to 15. Lake is guarding Jared, and Jared's looking for somebody to pop open. Finally gets it over to Caleb McNett. Caleb between the rings, over to Stanley Brown, down to 7 seconds. 6-5. Now Trammell with it. Trammell tries to make a move. Down to 2. Down to 1. Here's Jared McNett to beat the clock. No good. 1.5 in the books here at the Dutch Dome in this Class A district opener, and it has been all Holland. It is the Dutch 23, West Ottawa 11. And time to take a look at some of the scoring here in the first half. For the Panthers, P.J. Trammell leads the way with 4 points. On two field goals, John L. Williams, a Beckett, and a free throw for 3 points. Jared McNett has one basket for 2 points. Caleb McNett has a free throw for a single point. And Tony Sock has a free throw for a single point. Only 4 field goals for West Ottawa in the second in the first half. They didn't get their first basket until 7:20 remained in the first half. For the Holland Dutch, Tyler Johns leads the way. Johns playing his first game in a couple of weeks after being out with a foot injury. Has a couple of three-pointers. He has 6 points. Dante Hawkins, who came in averaging 22 a ball game, has been relatively quiet. He has 2 field goals. He also sat the last couple of minutes of the first half after picking up his second personal foul. He has 4 points in the ball game. Aiden McAuliffe has a three-point basket for 3 points. Demetrius Lake has 5 points, a three-pointer and a two-pointer. Trent Ramos has 1 basket for 2 points. Kyle Bartholomew has a basket for 2 points. And Anders Nordheis has a free throw for a single point, adding up to 23 points for the Holland High Dutch. 23-11, Holland leads West Ottawa at the half, and as we usually do with each and every one of our high school broadcasts during football and basketball season during our half times, we take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the longtime communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. He's always got a great perspective on the world of high school sports, and his perspective is coming up next, right here on the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital Halftime Report. 23-11, the Dutch lead it. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com.
Did you know? I'm John Johnson, and we'll play some tournament trivia next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going up to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There are all kinds of fun facts associated with the high school basketball tournaments in Michigan. And with March Magic now in full swing, let's take a look at some of those nuggets and test your basketball knowledge. Did you know that the number of teams in each class used to vary wildly? In some years, there were so few Class A teams that the tournament in that division didn't even have a district level of play. And there were over 300 teams in the Class D tournament, meaning some schools would have to win as many as 4 districts and 3 regional games to get into the final round. Did you know that from 1941 to 1960, Upper Peninsula schools of fewer than 75 students took part in their own tournament, which was called Class E? The dominant teams of the time were Alpha, now part of Crystal Falls, Nama, part of Big Bay Dinac, and Hermansville, now part of Powers Door Central. The Michigan tournament at one point in time was separated by Peninsula. From 1932 to 1947, there were separate Lower and Upper Peninsula tournaments. The UP finals were conducted in classes B, C, D, and E, and the Marquette area was generally the host of the event. And there are still some MHSAA tournaments which are separated by Peninsula by the choice of the schools in that northern part of the state, including cross country, tennis, track, swimming, and golf. And by choice, there was a 30-year period during which the Detroit Public Schools chose not to participate in the MHSAA tournament. From 1931 to 1961, some of the great players like Reggie Harding at Eastern, Arnold Skip Domke at McKenzie, and David Smokey Gaines at Northeastern were just newspaper stories and coffee shop talk around the state, never competing on the statewide tournament stage. The girls' basketball tournament started in 1973, and since its inception, only one time have all four champions been undefeated. That was 1976 when Marquette in Class A, Marine City in B, Allen Park Cabrini in Class C, and Lake City in Class D had unblemished records. And no, there's never been a year where all four of our boys' champions have been undefeated. Both the boys' and the girls' basketball tournaments have a one-year gap in their histories without a champion. The girls' was in 2007 during a court-ordered flip of seasons. And in 1943, the boys' tournament was suspended during World War II. Area tournaments took place around the state, where the winning teams received a handcrafted leather plaque instead of a trophy because of the need for medals in the war effort. And finally, did you know that different overtime formats have been used to determine champions? The 1936 Class A title went to Flint Northern on the basis of its 45% free throw shooting. And the 1956 Class B crown was won by Stevenson in sudden death. The rules allowed for 1 3-minute overtime to be played in both situations. Flint Northern was tied with Kalamazoo Central at 25 after regulation play and at 27 after overtime. A formula of field goals made, free throw percentage, and fewest personal fouls put the Vikings on top. Central shot 33% at the charity stripe for the game. Had the tie not been broken on criteria, a free throw shootout would have been used to determine a champion. In 1956, it was a bank shot by marvelous Mel Peterson on Stevenson's first possession of sudden death that gave the Eagles the Class A crown over Detroit St. Andrew 73-71. The national playing rules were changed in 1962 to allow for unlimited overtime periods to determine the outcome of a game. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Welcome back to Howland High School as we get you set for the second half of this ball game between Howland and West Ottawa here on the Spectrum Battles Yale and Community Hospital Halftime Report. 23-11, the Dutch lead West Ottawa. Updating you on the game over at Jenison between the Zeeland East Chicks and the Jenison Wildcats. It is also at the half and the Wildcats are in control, leading the Chicks by a score of 29-18. Again, the winner of these two ball games will play Wednesday night in the second half of the Class A doubleheader here at the Dome. Tip-off will be 8 o'clock. Our broadcast coverage begins at 7:40 on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. The other half of that Class A bracket has Wyoming playing Granville tonight. The winner of that ball game will play Hudsonville in the 6 o'clock game here on Wednesday night. So that's the latest on the Class A district here at Holland and at Jenison tonight. Also updating you on Hope College, both the Flying Dutchman and Flying Dutch found out today they are headed for NCAA tournament action. Of course, we knew about the Flying Dutch being the MIAA tournament champion. They were already ticketed for the tournament. They will head to Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin. They will open play Friday night against the Warriors of Wisconsin Lutheran. You might remember Lutheran was a football member of the MIAA a few years ago. We don't have the start time on that one yet. And also, the Hope men will be at home. They got an at-large bid after losing to Calvin in the MIAA tournament final. They will play on Friday against Penn State Barron. And that game, I believe, will start at 8 o'clock. And we'll have both of those games for you on our family of stations, WHTC and 92.7 The Van. Keep it tuned to WHTC and 92.7 The Van or log online on one of our websites for complete NCAA tournament updates.